USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A powerful earthquake struck southwestern Mexico very early Wednesday morning near the resort town of Acapulco, Mexico. The 7.1 tremor sent residents running into the streets of Mexico City. Now that's over 230 miles away. About 1.6 million Mexicans lost power and phone service. Scores of aftershocks rattled the country, with the strongest reaching 5.2 in magnitude. Crews are set to remove one of the United States' largest remaining Confederate statues, a 21-foot-tall bronze statue of Robert E. Lee in Richmond, Virginia. For 131 years, it was displayed at the Capitol of the Confederacy as a tribute to the Civil War leader. The 11-ton statue is being removed Wednesday. Hong Kong police on Wednesday arrested four leaders of a group that organized the Asian Financial Hub annual Tiananmen Square Massacre Vigil. The police accused the alliance of being an agent of foreign forces. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
How are we vetting Afghan refugees? Dan Naraki reports.
A group of 32 House Republicans have sent a letter to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas demanding more information on the vetting process being used on the thousands of Afghan refugees arriving in the U.S. More than 31,000 have already arrived, and that number could grow to as many as 50,000 by the end of the month. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is one of those lawmakers who signed on to that letter and tells Fox News that the U.S. needs to know what these refugees did in Afghanistan.
Right now, the vast majority of people coming in as refugees are coming in on a parole. They're not SIVs, which is a special interest visa. The vast majority are coming in as a parole that Homeland Secretary Mayorkas is able to use. We've asked for very specifics. We think there's a lot of generalities being stated out there, but we don't know what they did in Afghanistan. What were they doing in Afghanistan, these individuals? There are a lot of them that were helping U.S. troops and soldiers and deserve certainly to receive SIV status, etc.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Biden administration, through its actions in Afghanistan, have set the stage for a terrorist superstate while leaving the Taliban with dangerous advantages. Former Green Beret and Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida continues on Newsmax Tuesday.
A number of us have been predicting this since back in April when Biden made his announcement. And we began demanding back then that he start this evacuation and that he would not remove all of our military assets until every American is out. But here we are. The administration is trying to kind of take a high five and call this an incredible success and turn the page. We still have Americans left behind. My office is personally in touch with a number of these grassroots veterans organizations that have stepped into the void of leadership, organized a number of Americans and our Afghan allies, gotten them to airports, gotten charter flights to come in, donors to pay for it all. And they, one, for the last week, couldn't get the State Department to give the appropriate clearances. Now we're finally breaking through our own government bureaucracy, and the Taliban won't let them go. Why? Because this administration has handed the Taliban a mountain of leverage on a silver platter in the form of hundreds of Americans. This potentially could be the largest hostage crisis since 1979, and it was caused by Joe Biden.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.